The Bustamante Hospital for Children was a site of strong public-private partnership on Labor Day. As renovation work continued on the Glen Owen Isolation Ward, the hospital's daycare center, and laundromat. Outside the hospital's gate and in the parking lot, the team from Sherwin-Williams worked to paint the signs, arrows, walls, and bus stops, giving the facility a facelift. Work on the isolation ward, which holds 25 beds and treats children with infectious diseases, started on Friday and continued through to Labor Day with painting and cleanup activities.
We have basically put up a new structure. So we took down what was there and we have put up this structure, which is more secured, more sealed. There is a decontamination area that you would have to enter. We didn't have that before.
Mayor of Kingston and St. Andrew, Delroy Williams. The grateful and excited Chief Executive Officer at the Bustamante Hospital for Children, Anthony Wood, says the renovations will not only improve the services of the facility, but will boost staff morale.
Because at the end of the day, the staff spend most of their time here. And we come to work because, yes, we earn an income, but this is where we bond. This is where we stay. This is where we build relationships. And it's about the environment in which the staff work. And we wanted to make it conducive and a friendly environment for the staff.
A team from the National Housing Trust was also at the Children's Hospital on Labor Day, painting and cleaning the overnight lounge for mothers who travel long distances. The improvements to the lounge are also intended to help the hospital meet the World Health Organization's baby-friendly initiative criteria, which promotes breastfeeding. Work on the projects at the Bustamante Hospital for Children are being facilitated through the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, as well as private sector organizations. With a recap of Labor Day activities at the Bustamante Hospital for Children, I'm Twyla Whelan.
Breezy Castle, aptly named, is one of our stops today on Labor Day. And we joined the junior mayor, along with the junior councillors of the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation. They are sprucing up the place. I see that they are building a track.
So it's a cycling slash walking slash running track. It's 200 meters going around. And in the area, we're adding park benches. So you can come and sit with your family, you know, have a meal. If you're heading out to the airport or you're coming back in, it's the last thing you see and the first thing you see when coming into downtown Kingston. So if you're going to the airport, you can just sit down here for a while. There will be parking spaces eventually. And it's just a nice area to just sit and relax.
And we're speaking with the junior mayor, Anna K. Hudson. Which division do you represent?
I represent the Barbican division. So the volunteers that we have today are KSAMC junior counselors. We have persons who brought friends with them from different schools. So we have persons who are with KSAC, as well as persons from neighboring communities who just came out to give a helping hand.
All right, my name is Damien, and I'm here with a Labor Day project. Yeah, for sister, this park is complete the right way. And I have about, oh, I said 20 odd people from the community, because two more other things I do in the community. I split up and have 20 down here. And so far, it's a good vibes.
Xavier Chevans, acting city engineer, Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation. Well, we are putting in a walking trail with paved stones. As you see, the area is well landscaped and it's to promote wellness. So what we're doing right now is to, as in terms of specifications for the persons working, we'll offer our technical support to have the volunteers them direct them accordingly and have the work done according to the specified standards.
How long do you think it will take to finish?
We had started some of the pre-labor day activity, as you have noticed. So today we'll be go as far as we can. So by the end of this week, we should complete.
So the project here today at Breezy Castle is not just about fixing up, ramping up and sprucing up. It also has a health and wellness thrust, evidenced by the building of the walkway, cycling way, runway. And while the exact cost of the project is to be determined, as Mr. Chavan said, it will be completed at the end of the week. Situated just across from the Kingston Harbour, it really is an ideal spot for rest and relaxation. From this spot, you can see the ships come in, you can see right across to the airport, and just down the road is the Raytown Fishing Village. And I'm sure the residents are looking forward to the completion of this project. I'm Vanessa Silvera reporting from Breezy Castle.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.